Peel. There is little relief from the extreme heat this weekend, forecasters say. Some temperature records have been broken. This is ABC News. A serial killer who admitted to the deaths of five people in Alaska has died at a federal prison in Indiana. Corrections officer says 44-year-old Joshua Wade was found unresponsive in his cell. An autopsy will determine cause of death. Tensions are growing across Asia, where South Korea is considering giving weapons to Ukraine in the wake of Russia's military pact with North Korea.
Russian President Putin, speaking to reporters in Hanoi, says supplying weapons to Ukraine would be a very big mistake on South Korea's part. I hope it doesn't happen, he adds, but if it does, relevant decisions will be made that are unlikely to please Seoul. Depending on how things develop, analysts believe Moscow could be pushed into a position of supplying the North with things like high-tech missile guidance systems, which Pyongyang needs.
ABC's Tom Rivers in London. Wall Street closed another winning week. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There is a flash flood watch until tomorrow afternoon for the entire WRCO listening area. Heavy rain tonight, heavy at times with some thunder, low of 69. Muggy tomorrow with intermittent showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe in the late afternoon with a high of 79. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow night, then clearing with a low of 62. Partly sunny, dry, and breezy on Sunday with a high of 80. And mostly sunny, warm, and humid Monday. Thunderstorms likely by evening with a high of 86. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and we are getting some rain at the WRCL studios, and our current temperature is 73 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
Mile after mile after mile after mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting
miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Thank you. watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? One go, road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a haunted on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it. One day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
To reach inside. play my part. I've seen the good that love can do. I know the pain that it can put you through. Has been no hurting since I met you. No broken hearts, no trying to forget you. The more we're together, the more I understand why I've been feeling like a brand new man. You do my heart good. You make love feel like it should. Anyone can see by the way I look. You do my heart good. You're as constant as the stars that shine. You put a sparkle in these eyes of mine. I see the world in a whole new light. Everything is beautiful with you by my side. You do my heart good. You make love feel like it should. Anyone can see by the way I look. You do my heart good.
Yeah.
And a classic song there by Juice Newton. I think Juice has such a beautiful voice, and she does well in the song. The Sweetest Thing I've Ever Known. And she's had a few other hits that people are familiar with, but I think this has to be one of my favorites because she displays how beautiful her voice is. And I actually saw a video of her on YouTube. I watched it, and it was one where she did a performance live on it a few years back, and today she still has a great voice. But anyways, my name is Tim Thied, and I'm here till 8 o'clock, maybe a little later. We'll see what the weather holds for us. And right now our temperature is 72 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. Sunset's supposed to be at 8:45, but it seems a little darker out there. I know, just kind of keep an eye on those, and nothing as far as severe weather on our radar. Actually, AccuWeather says periods of rain with some heavy at times for at least the next 60 minutes for the Richland Center area. A lot of the precipitation seems to be going to the north of us, hitting up through Hillsborough, Viola, Viroqua, heading up towards Reedsburg that way, and nothing severe there either, but there's a lot of reds, and a lot of that reds, I think, is signifying a lot of heavy rain that's falling, and we've already received over an inch here at the WRCO studios, and more to come yet for the evening, overnight, and during tomorrow morning, maybe even into the afternoon when we could possibly see some stronger storms. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9, and we'll keep you informed on anything that happens and let you know if there's any severe weather as well. And I'm hoping, like say, you're having a great night. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day tomorrow. But for yet tonight, there's still the annual Gospel to Haiti benefit fish fry that's going on. And that's going on at the Richland County Fairgrounds. And they're having a Mississippi catfish supper. And that's going on until 8. Then there's a flower auction that will follow the supper. And then the regular auction goes on tomorrow at 9. A large amount of items, including furniture, food, bake sale, and gun raffles will be featured. No cancellations on there. I'm assuming they are in the buildings where it's nice and dry, but nice for people to check on that before they make a trip out there. But if we do find out anything tomorrow, as far as tomorrow's auction goes, we will definitely pass that information along to you as well. Also, I wanted to mention that the 4th annual Viroqua Pride Festival will be held tomorrow. That's from 11 till 6 at Eckhart Park in downtown Viroqua. This year's celebration will feature entertainment, food trucks, merchandise vendors, a blessings booth including area clergy, DJ dance party, a glitter station, and food photo booth. Sounds like a fun time. And there's going to be other fun activities as well for people of all ages. Musical performances by indie artist Ann Christopher and headliners People Brothers Band will take place at 2 and 4:30 respectively. The festival is free and open to the public. I also wanted to mention that the Boaz Lions Club will host an open house for the Mastodon building. That'll be going on tomorrow at 1 in Boaz Park. The public is welcome. Join the Hillsborough Lions Club this Sunday for the 43rd annual Hillsborough Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast at Hillsborough Fireman's Park. From 7 to 12:30, savor a delicious breakfast with pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, fruit, cheese, and beverages. Enjoy live entertainment by Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza and the Little German Band. Explore displays, dairy product evaluations, and a fun petting zoo for the kids. It's all happening this Sunday at the Hillsborough Fireman's Park. Don't miss out on the fun and festivities.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Hey, rock and rollers, Phil May here, and I'll be along with Saturday Night's Old Time Rock and Roll once again. We'll be back for live requests and a ring of the trivia bell, special tunes of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and this week's special guest, Henry Paul of the Southern rock group The Outlaws.
We were never as popular or as well-known as Lynyrd Skynyrd or the Allman Brothers, or to a certain extent, Charlie Daniels and Marsha Tucker. We were kind of the more obscure band in that five-band grouping.
Those were the days on WRCO Saturday night. It is made possible in part by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, along with Jones Chevrolet, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Join us between 6 and midnight Saturday night for classic rock and roll on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
100.9 WRCO. Walking up to me with the big blue eyes, little black dress with her boots thigh high, high. Looking at me like I'm just her type. All she got me thinking is, oh my, my, my. Ask my name, where you from? Lost my game. She got me. Mucho gusto, señorita. It's so nice to meet your lips. Got me feeling like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Take me dancing, mamacita. Put my arms around your hips. Got me feeling like, ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, I know I'm my English, but when she kissed me like this, exactly what to say. Ooh, she know what she doing, got me hypnotized. Kiss like reposado keeps me high, high, high. Reputation of the heartbreak kind. Ella tan bonita, I don't mind, mind. Stole my heart, beg for more. In the dark, tequila point. Take a drink, touch your skin. Yeah, she got me. Mucho gusto, señorita. Your lips got me feeling like, ooh, ooh. Take me dancing, mamacita. Put my arms around your hips. Got me feeling like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, I know I'm lying less, but when she kissed me like this, she knew exactly what to say. I know I'm lying less.
at your all-time high, you're good as it gets. Your hands down best ever make up sex. Watch your guilty pleasure, your old go-to. Well, if you asked me, mine would be you. Watch your worst hangover, your best night yet. Your 90 proof, your Marlboro Red. The best damn thing you lucked into. Well, that's easy, girl. Mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun kiss shining, back row flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Maybe if I had to choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. Mine would be. Your double dare, you go all in. The craziest thing you ever did. Plain as your name in this tattoo. Look on my arm, mine would be. Pages where it hurts to look. What's the one regret you can't work through? You got it, baby, mine would be you. Yeah, you got it, baby, mine would be you. Mine would be you.
That would be, I might even quit, nope, actually, mine would be you. Looked, I was looking at the wrong song there. Sorry about that. Mine would be you. That was Mr. Blake Shelton on Country and Community at 7:30. Pouring down pretty hard again. That's what it's going to be all throughout tonight. Tomorrow we're going to have periods where maybe it'll let up a little bit and it'll pour down, but yeah, that's, you know, and that's where I was looking on the radar where a lot of the bright reds are, and that's where you got heavy rains. Because I was kind of looking up, they said probability of severe weather is kind of low tonight. It's just going to be a lot of heavy rain. So I may be heading out a little earlier than I was planning on doing so tonight, but head out probably during my regular 8 o'clock hour. But I'll see what happens since before then. But anyways, good thing we didn't have any Hometown League baseball tonight. There originally was supposed, the game was supposed to be played tonight between Casanova and Wisconsin Dells, but they moved it up a day. I don't think it was because of the weather. There was some kind of event going on, so they moved it up a day early, and they're probably happy they are, because I don't, if there are any Hometown League games going on tonight, I don't think they're going to be played because of the weather out there. But yeah, 1 and 8 100 inches of rain according to the Pratt funeral and cremation service, rain gauge. And out in the West Coast, they're staying dry out there in San Diego, and that's where the Brewers will be taking on the San Diego Padres in Game 2 of a four-game series. The Brewers lost a heartbreaker last night. They had tied it up in the ninth, and the Padres came back. I thought it was going to go into extra innings, and they had the walk-off homer. But Brewers are looking to bounce back tonight as they take on the Pods out there in San Diego. First pitch will be at 8:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 8:05. WRCE.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
There's a flood watch until tomorrow afternoon for the entire WRCO listening area. Heavy rain at times tonight with some thunder, low 69, winds southeast 5 to 10. Muggy tomorrow with intermittent showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe in the late afternoon, high 79. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow night, then clearing with a low of 62. And partly sunny, dry and breezy on Sunday with a high of 80. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at 1 mile per hour. And it looks like it's snowing outside. It's coming down so hard out there. Heavy rain, very heavy rain. If you're out driving, please be careful. And our current temperature is 72 degrees.
move on and I need me something in my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone.
Gretchen Wilson, If I Could Do It Again, at Country and Community WRCO. man, was it raining out there pretty good? Still coming down pretty heavy, but man, it's this white. It looked almost like it was a heavy snowfall out there. It was so blinding. And, you know, the sunset isn't until, sun isn't supposed to set until 8:45 tonight, and it almost seems like it is getting close to sunset time out there. A lot of rain that we've been getting, so be very careful out there. As a result of the rain, Mellum's Fish House is going to be closing up early, so if you're planning on going out there to eat, best is not to do it. If you're out doing anything, do so with caution. At 7:30, I reported that we had 1 8/100 inches of rain at 7:30, and now we had, at right now, I just checked about a few minutes ago, so at around 7:40, in about 10 minutes time, we are up to 1 6/68 of an inch, inches of rain. So within about 10 minutes time, we received 6/10 of an inch of rain. So that's almost 3/4 of an inch of rain in 10 minutes time. So if you're out and about driving tonight, be very, very careful. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of water in the roadway. If you see a lot of water in the roadway, please turn around. Don't drown. So it is a nasty one out there. And I'll keep you informed right here on WRCO as far as the weather goes. Hopefully, a lot of this heavy stuff will let up for a bit. It looks like it might on the radar, but a lot of showers can pop up. But we'll definitely keep you informed on anything that happens right here on WRCO. Coming up next, Crystal Gayle and Gary Morris, singing about another world.
I've always seen myself as a reckless gambler, risking all that I had whenever I
then one day
Ingrid Andress, More Hearts Than Mine on Country and Community. Time is 7:50. Temperature is now down to 71, so that temperature is dropping. But and the rain is letting up. It's still raining, but so it's hard to say, kind of funny saying the rain is letting up because it is still raining pretty decent out there, but not as much as it was earlier. Man, it's just like a big whiteout with that rain. So we are officially up to 1,8700 inches of rain. Yeah, that's quite a bit, 8,700. And we received 8-tenths of an inch of rain, a little over, yeah, close to 8-tenths of an inch of rain in about 20 minutes' time. So that's over 3/4 of an inch of rain in about 20 minutes, which is a large amount of rain. Be careful out there if you're driving, because there's more than likely going to be some water over the roadways. Please don't chance it. If you come upon the water, please turn around. Don't drown. And just let you know so you don't get out there in this weather and find that it's closed. Mellum's Fish House is closed this evening. So if you're planning on going out to Mellum's, they're not open. So best is to stay put. Best, in my opinion, is stay in where it's dry and keep yourself dry. And I know it's kind of hard to get out in those showers when it's coming down really early, because you'd be like a drenched rat if you had to get out into it. But please do drive with caution wherever you go, and please stay safe as we are expecting some more heavy rains during the evening and overnight hours. I'm looking at the radar, and it looks like we still got some more coming within the next hour or so. At least heavy rains and thunderstorms for at least the next 60 minutes, according to AccuWeather. So we'll just keep, you know, keep a lookout and just listen to WRCO, because even if I'm not here, we will have our EAS system go off in case there's anything severe. But I don't think there's going to be anything severe. It doesn't look like it right now, but there's always that slight possibility. So it's always good to be on the lookout for that as well.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Maroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO 100.9.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. About a pickup man.
When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down, climbed up in the cab, and said, I never knew you were a pickup man.
You can set my truck on fire and roll it down ahead. About a pickup man. Most Friday nights I could be found in the bed of my truck on an old chase line. Back in my spot at the driving show. You know the cargo lights give off a romantic glow.
I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand. Cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire, roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made.
You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates.
I met all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man. Set my trouble fire.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump will hold a campaign event in Virginia next Friday after the first presidential debate, say sources to ABC News. That day, President and Mrs. Biden will travel to New York for some campaign receptions. A gunman killed three people, wounded 10 others at a grocery store in the small town of Fordyce, Arkansas. Two officers and the gunman were wounded, says the state's public safety secretary, Mike Hagar.
The injuries to the officers and the suspect are not considered life-threatening. The remaining civilian injuries range from non-life-threatening to extremely critical.
The man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer and was sentenced to 30 years in federal court was convicted today of aggravated kidnapping by a state court. That could put him behind bars for life. Ryan Watson, an American charged with bringing ammunition to Turks and Caicos, avoided jail time at his sentencing today, fined $2,000. This is ABC News. Federal regulators signing off on flavored e-cigarettes.
The FDA has authorized the marketing of four versions of the Enjoy brand menthol-flavored e-cigarettes. In announcing the authorization, the FDA has said the benefits to adult smokers from completely switching to a less harmful product was sufficient to outweigh the risks to youth. The FDA says e-cigs are not considered safe, but they are believed to be safer than traditional tobacco products. So far, the FDA has authorized 27 tobacco and menthol-flavored e-cigarette products and devices. Dennis, ABC News.
Sales of previously owned homes fell in May for the third straight month. The National Association of Realtors says